You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hey, it's 18 minutes to 9 o'clock. Amanda Miller's in the studio with us. Hi, Amanda. How are you? Welcome to BFM. First time here?
Oh, I love it, Havoc. It's like sort of the old newsrooms. Yes, flash, man. Yes.
It's like the AV room in an old school,
isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's taking me right back to some places that probably I shouldn't go.
Now, you're here to talk about your documentary, which is a feature film documentary, which is released today.
This is Celia.
And Celia, the person, is some people may know who she is, others will not, but it's an amazing story. Do paint us a little picture of your exciting documentary that you've made about a very important New Zealander.
So Celia, a lot of people probably, in terms of your audience, won't know who she is. But I guess the thing I go back to is I saw a group of men in their 20s come to a screening, and one of them knew about her, and there were eight of them, and at the end of it, they were all just wandering out of the theatre like stunned mullets, going, "Oh my God, we didn't know this woman, we didn't know her work, and what an absolute tragedy, she's gone because we want to do some of her stuff now." And that's the kind of thing that Celia is or was so good at, and that was inspiring people to make change, to create a better New Zealand. So Celia was a social advocate. She'd worked in male prisons, the first ever woman to work in a maximum prison with men, scary men, and my God, she gets men. And that's the thing that... quite politically incorrect at times, you know. She says stuff that you go, holy shit, no one else would get away with that.
So we sort of do, I mean, it's. I think it's become more and more obvious that we do sort of need people to get men at the moment, because men are sort of troubled and easily go off the path, easily run amok.
Well, that's the thing with Celia. She knew how to reach them, how to connect with them. And she did a not only did she work in prisons, but she also went around 125 classrooms of boys at schools and talked to them about what, in their minds, makes a good man.
Right.
So she really got into the and because they all knew she came from prisons and they're dying to ask her about, you know, what happens when you bend over and get the soap in the showers, she would be really upfront with them and tell them, well, look, you know, if you cock up in life, you're going to find out what happens when you have to bend down and get that soap. So she knew about 30-second decisions. She knew how the male brain worked. And she knew how women wind men up. And that's the thing. In the film, she talks about relationships. She talks about our social issues. She talks about youth suicide. She talks about domestic violence. She talks about, you know, vulnerable families, poverty, you name it. She covers the spectrum in a really succinct and incredibly important way so that we get it and then we're inspired as individuals to do something that collectively is our responsibility in terms of making New Zealand a better country.
Wow, what a great... This is your first documentary you've made? Is it a feature documentary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been epic.
And so what about... I mean, do we make it clear that Celia's passed now? She's passed away?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Well, that's actually the four-year anniversary has just gone by, February the 16th, she died. And I should say here that what happened was Celia asked me to make the documentary because I had known her or met her through some stories I did, first of all for 2020 in the old ages, and then 60 Minutes. And then I connected with her when I left TV reporting and said, I want to help you. I believe in your work and social justice. And so I helped her. And then when she was diagnosed with cancer, she said, I've got unfinished work. Will you help me do a documentary? Wow. So she came to me and said, you've got to wait till I'm ready. And I did. And then what happened was when she was ready, we did this one big interview and an hour and a half long. And then 2 days later, she died.
Wow.
So that was all I had to make the documentary.
And by all accounts, we're very fortunate to have got that.
Oh, and, absolutely.
I mean, all those things that you talked about there, all those topics that you hit on, I mean, they've all been brought up before, but to find someone who actually knows what they're talking about, you know, in regards to that sort of stuff, and has the respect of the people she's talking to, and, you know, like, that's what's going to be interesting to see in the documentary. I don't want you to sort of spoil it. You've seen it, Lillian, haven't you?
Yes, hi.
Got a sneaky little I've just go come before
in
we because
I have seen the film and I saw Amanda coming in, so I just wanted to come in. But touching on what you're just saying there, Mikey, because the way that the film works, like Amanda said, there's only an hour and a half of an interview with Celia, but she does cover all of those issues in that one interview. And then the film itself, so what Amanda and everyone who's worked on it has done is actually has weaved it together. So it's dealing with very different issues. And it's not only men and boys, it's women, it's domestic violence, it's child abuse, it's prisons, it's all of those things, but actually weaves it together and shows how, as a society, there's so many issues that we are dealing with, but actually that they're all related. That's how I sort of
I
like it. In the trailer, which is all I've seen, is the when she sort of says, "No, you know, why is it up till now? No one's asked the mothers."
Yes, exactly. And turn to the mothers. Yeah, that's a huge message.
And you can just see it just in that tiny, you know, couple of seconds of footage. You can just see how deeply she believes in that, and she's right too. You know, it's I don't know why that's not the case. You know?
So her basis was that, for that thought, was that 10% of the really hardcore crime in New Zealand is, all the hardcore crime, majority of it, is conducted by 10% of the population. It's a group of families, intergenerational, mums, dads, kids. And what happens is that the mother, she's recognised the power is with the mother. If a mother says to the father, stop dealing at my drugs or you're gone, stop dealing drugs at the table, kitchen table, or you're gone, or if she says, hit me once more and you're gone, then she's got that power to change the life of her family and the outcome of New Zealand society. So she's, what Celia's saying is, it's so simple. If we just helped and supported individual women to be the best mothers they can be, then we could turn around some of this ugly stuff that's suffocating New Zealand. I just want to be clear here, it sounds like it's a really heavy film, Lillian?
No, but it's really important stuff.
Yes,
though.
You know, absolutely vital.
And stuff that is so often sort of sidelined.
It's dealing with heavy issues, but it is a beautiful film. And also what it does, though, is it humanises those issues as well. Like, you do deal with the numbers and the statistics, but it also has, like you say, this is intergenerational stuff. It's intergenerational trauma. It's intergenerational issues. And when you go deep enough, when you do find those issues and you're able to bring it up, because it's, like you say, if you're dealing with individual women, you also got to deal with the communities around those women.
Yes.
And also why they're in that position in the first place. And so it's kind of, it deals with these, it goes very, very deep, but then it also comes out.
And the interesting thing is, I see this morning on the front page of the Herald today, I'm not so old school, you know, it's like the old school newspaper I'm looking at, and it's
overhead projector.
This headline of 446 cases of strangulation since they introduced that law. Now, that is the, we are the...
Five a day.
Country, yeah, exactly. Five men, or people, I shouldn't be generalised here, five people a day are charged with strangulation in New Zealand. We have the worst rate of domestic violence in the world. You know, something has to change, and it's about talking about this shit, otherwise it won't change.
And making sure that people, it's just not an option. You know, it's like, and it's not the final option, it's not an option.
Hmm.
And I mean, it's really interesting. I can't wait to see it, because I think it, as much as I respect Nigel Latter and John Campbell and stuff like that, you know, they can do a social thing on TV talking about, you know, that we've got a right society and where all the problems are seated at. But when you've got someone like this who is, I would imagine, I mean, she's not qualified for anything other than being a prison guard and a mum.
It's her credibility, her life experience, working in prisons for years, managing a women's prison, you know, being a mother,
but working
with women all the time and men. She is so credible, and I think that's the thing. I really know people are lamenting the loss of her voice.
I think that overall we don't pay people like that enough attention.
People that are on the ground actually doing work with
people that have, you know, like getting people's real life feelings on real life situations that they deal with every single day, and you know, because you can get some amazing home truths from people, you know, which is what you've done in this video.
And the problem is, as Celia talks about in this, is that there's too much agency intervention. You know, some of these families have got 25 agencies working with them and it's still not working, you know. Yep. So what the hell is that all about? So it's about changing some of the stuff and not wasting the money that we all as taxpayers spend on the chronic social issues that we have. It's actually about saying, okay, you know, if I just walk alongside this woman and say, can I help you pick up your kids from school? Can I help you make this application for your WINS benefit?
How hard is that to do? It's so beneficial to the community, to other people, to the people you're doing it for, and for yourself. I think that's really the point. I like this quote, someone's from the International Film Festival saying the movie is a blistering bullshit detector of the highest order.
That's Bill Gosden. Yeah, that's awesome,
great,
isn't it? She is.
Quote.
She's so sussed bullshit, and her intuition was so finely tuned. She just got everybody and got everything, and she'd just say what she needed to say, and man, she could kneecap people in the best possible way. Mm. And so there's lots of that kind of stuff in the film. You go, wow, you know, that's just like, geez, what did she just said that? And I think for women, I know for me especially, it's a very provocative film for actually making us recognise the power we have, that violence isn't just a male thing. Violence is something that we women play a very, very strong part in terms of provoking, using this thing called our mouth to wind up our partners, and knowing that actually we have to assess our own behaviour and make some changes. So it's not just one person throwing the punches. It's a very, very complicated but, you know, shared process.
Movies out today. Where can people see it?
Yes, the movie is out today. So, look, it's going, I think it's a record. We've managed to get 50 theatres up down the country.
Cool.
So, and we're not talking the big theatres. It's not cinema. It's not cinemas like Hoyt's Reading. It's little theatres in little towns like Gore, Raglan, you name it, it's there. And it's out today. And if you want to find out more about it, you can either go to celiafilm.com, the website, or at Facebook page at Celia Movie, and check out where it is on for you, because we really want people to see it in the first week, because if people don't come in that first week, the cinemas throw it off the schedule, and we really think Celia needs a damn fine outing.
And it seems like it'd be really good for some people to see it too.
See it. Some of the reviews say that everybody should see it, and especially men and young men and young women, because they're the next generation that's going to have to clean up our mess, I'm afraid. Havoc, hey.
Yes.
You're younger than I am, but I've
made a mess as well. So for people who have just tuned in, Celia is the name of the film, C-E-L-I-A. Celia Lashley's life, her work and her vision for a better New Zealand. I can't wait to see this. I think it's going to be really cool. Thank you very much for coming in, Amanda.
That's cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.